Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for being with us. Today, I'm flying solo, and it's by design. You know, one, it's because a lot of you people have asked me to do more monologues on issues that I find important, and I thank you for doing that. I think it's important we get guests out there who have expertise in areas maybe a little greater than mine, sometimes a lot greater than mine. But I'm going to talk to you today about the future of our republic. We don't have a republic anymore. Ben Franklin's warning was absolutely correctly on the money. When he was asked, "Mr. Franklin, what kind of government did you people create?" "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." Ladies and gentlemen, we did not keep it. We were asleep at the wheel. We got lazy, we got passive, and we let people get away with betraying our trust. Our trust was misplaced. It's a 50-50 proposition. We failed to monitor and to correct and take steps necessary. And we were betrayed by unscrupulous, and I'm becoming increasingly convinced, satanic people. And I do mean satanic people, inspired and empowered by the spirit of Satan to do unmitigated evil to their own people. Yes, that's correct. Let me start right at the top of what we're going to talk about today with the loss of our republic. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Rona McDaniel, because I'm from Arizona, and Arizona is at the eye of the storm of election fraud. It clearly is exposing all the ways that elections are stolen across this country, particularly in the six swing states. And so there we have to look at Jack Sellers, Maricopa County Board of Supervisor member. We have to look at Bill Gates. Oh, not that Bill Gates, but this Bill Gates has turned out to be just as devious as the others. I mean, you have to wonder if they're not somehow related. But I'm speaking about the current Maricopa County Supervisor. I'm talking about Stephen Reicher, the man who was in charge of Maricopa County elections. And these individuals are traitors. They're not only betrayers of the public trust, they not only perpetuated and are attempting to cover up a massive, massive voter fraud, and I'm talking nationally and locally, but these individuals are owned many times by foreign entities. Let's put it this way, the foreign entities are bent on the destruction of the United States. And I'm going to give you all the details on this, and then I'm going to tell you how the citizens of Maricopa County were disenfranchised. And there are several ways, and I'm telling you at least three of these ways are common to every community where there is a contrived and controversial election, one that makes a difference on a statewide or local scale. And we're even going to talk about a public official who admits that he was threatened if he didn't approve the illegitimate election in Arizona. Oh, yes, he was threatened, and he said so publicly on tape. We're going to tell you all about that right after the break. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned. I'm concerned because we still have product available at My Patriot Supply. I'm concerned because the country has failed to recognize the fact that diesel is going to reach $8 a gallon, that diesel is definitely going to drive truckers out of business, because that's the magic number from what they have told me. I am concerned that the trucker strike, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, the train strike, there will be a trucker strike once the gas reaches that high, but the train strike, is really going to paralyze agriculture in this country. 62% of all agriculture is transported by train. No other entity of transportation can make that up. And we're going to get into a little later here about how this is a problem, big problem, that's not being discussed in the mainstream media. Surprise, surprise. So look at your pantry, and that's what you got left. How long will you have to go being undersupplied, not even being able to afford to drive to the grocery store before much longer? Because listen to me, when we take a look at the situation involving diesel, diesel brings all gas to market. And if diesel goes up and the cost of transport goes up, so does your cost of gas. At what point is it not even profitable for you to drive to work? At what point can't you afford to heat your home? People on the East Coast and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and cold places like that are making eat or heat decisions right now as I say these words. Your defense is storable food and a good water filtration system. And let me explain both on this real quickly here. And this is really part of the show, folks. This isn't just an advertisement. I am concerned because when you come to my door for help, I may not be able to help you as much as I might want to. And this is what you're going to find across the board. I have my own family to take care of, and I don't know how long that taking care of it is going to take place. Biden is bent on the destruction of this country. He can't get this many things wrong 100% consistently, that everything he touches turns to excrement. You can't say there's not intentionality here. He works for the World Economic Forum. We're also going to get into that in a later broadcast. By work for, I'm saying he is subservient to their needs. And they have called for a 50% reduction. And a lot of it's going to be starvation. Yeah, Harari said we need a mass extinction event. One in which food is not transported. One in which people don't have access to clean water. So let's get into what you have. The food from My Patriot Supply, 25-year shelf life, it'll give you 2,000 calories per day. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so you won't get sick of eating the same thing and habituate to it and stop eating and starve to death. And that's a real, real problem with long-term storable food. If you just buy in bulk from the grocery store, you will get sick of what you're eating. You need variety. Well, you have that with this. Also, they have 3-month emergency kit. Everyone in your family right now should already have one of these. It's $250 off, and then some people are using this to order 2 years out, and they're ordering in 3-month increments to save the money. It's a great idea, and My Patriot Supply does not discourage that practice. Also, you're talking about roving blackouts. How long is it going to be till you can't get water? What will you do when you can't get the water? Well, the number one cause of death in a long-term crisis that goes 5 days or longer is water poisoning. That's right. You die of waterborne illnesses. But if you have the Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter, it's the best in the business. They published the research for you. So you'll be able to filter out what could harm you when you have to scavenge. Scavenge should not be that difficult. But you're going to need one unit for each member of your family. Why? Because what if you have to walk a mile to scavenge water? Transport could be an issue. So therefore, you need to have more than one. And also, too, you know, things break, you drop it, it could get stolen. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So here's how you get the food. Here's how you get the water. Preparewithdave.com is where you go for the food. And then Water with Dave is where you go for the water. And they, too, have held the price line steady, and now they have a sale. Waterwithdave.com, preparewithdave.com. I cannot help you. Your neighbors cannot help you. We are entering very volatile times by design. 2023 could literally be hell on earth. The Christmas retail season is going to crash the economy in all likelihood. Why? Because people aren't buying. Well, you may not want to buy that many Christmas gifts this year, cards rather than presents, but don't shortchange your family. Prepare now. And some of what we're talking about here is endemic to the future of our country. The one thing that I'm going to say to you is we can't vote our way out of this nonsense. We can't escape what is happening right now today to this country. There is no escape for you. I don't care if you are a multimillionaire. Unless you're one of the privileged elite, you are just as much at risk as anybody else. And the banks can swallow up your money. So let's start there before we get into the actual voter fraud. When this economy comes crashing down and you can't vote your way out of the problem because the system is hopelessly corrupt, what you are going to have to worry about now is when is the bank going to take your money? I'm being very serious. When is the bank going to take your money? The Dodd-Frank bill, 2010, allows the banks to keep your money because they say when you deposit the bank, a court decision in 2012 validated this law, which is no more than just government theft of private property. But they said that you become an unsecured depositor, an unsecured creditor when you put your money in the bank. So your IRA, they can just take it. Your savings account, they can just take it. And you go, what are we to do? Put all our money under the bed? Well, no, but I'm telling you, there's alternatives. I'll talk to you about some of the alternatives a little later in the show. But ladies and gentlemen, you're not safe financially, no matter how wealthy you are, because when your money is taken, it's taken. It doesn't matter whether you had an account of $5,000 or $5 million. Broke is broke is broke. And these people want to steal everything you have. Now, remember I said Biden is a product, an absolute product of the World Economic Forum. He serves them. So you're saying, well, okay, what does that mean, Dave? Well, that means that when he was running for office in 2020, he began to use phrases I had never heard of because I had not yet read the book, The Great Reset, by the very evil Klaus Schwab. And so I had no idea. He goes, build back better. This is what I'm thinking to myself when he said this in one of the debates. I think it was the Chris Wallace fiasco. And boy, did he ever get what he deserved for his career. Another story, another time. But he said that we're going to build back better. And I'm thinking, you moron, we have 1% inflation. Groups in our country that have never enjoyed real prosperity as a group and low unemployment, we're getting just that. And I'm talking about Black people, Hispanics, women in general. These three groups were experiencing record increases in both income and low unemployment rates. The economy was soaring. We had a trade balance plus with China for the first time in decades. Our military was once again rebuilding. We had stopped all American deaths of soldiers in Afghanistan because Trump began to kill terrorists. And he had meetings with them by phone. He said, I know where you're at right now. I could take you out at this moment. This better stop. And it stopped. Putin wasn't pulling any crap when Trump was the president. Everything was sailing. And then, of course, contrived COVID came in, and the Democrats forced through election accommodations that stole elections in this country and still are. Let me ask you just a common sense question, since this is the Common Sense Show. You have a ballot box in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's watching. Nobody's guarding. No one's counting how many votes one person turns in. Dinesh D'Souza did. Oh, but he's a conspiracy theorist. Let's see, we had cell phone records, pinging to license plate numbers, video evidence of extra votes being thrown in. And that's a conspiracy theory. And he proved it, 2,000 mules. I have to tell you, if you watch 2,000 Mules, you'll see the election of 2022 as well. The swing states, the elections were stolen. Michigan was stolen. Pennsylvania was stolen. Herschel Walker should have and did dominate Warnock, one of the most evil people who calls himself a pastor in all history. He makes Judas look honest. And he had that election stolen, forcing a runoff. We look at all the stolen elections. But there is none more egregious and publicly available for visual viewing than what happened in Maricopa County in Arizona. Now, it's not that in Fulton County, Atlanta, this doesn't happen. It does happen. But the people in Maricopa County were so stupid, so sloppy, so arrogant that they got caught red-handed, and they have the nerve to say today this was the most fair and free election ever. Oh, yeah, if you're looking to be overtaken by the New World Order, it certainly is, and they do support that endeavor. We'll get into that in a minute. In fact, you know, let's go to that now. Before we went into the break, I mentioned McConnell, I mentioned McCarthy, I mentioned McDaniel, the head of the RNC. I mentioned Bill Gates, the current Maricopa County supervisor, as an example of corrupt elections all across the country, and Stephen Reicher, who is the head of Maricopa County. Well, he's the clerk. He's the Maricopa County election clerk. And he's corrupt. Gates is corrupt. And you know the sad thing for me in this, and a little sharing of personal observation, I held off on saying this in 2020. But Bill Gates used to be a student of mine when I was a young advanced placement history teacher, psychology teacher, as forever went on. Got advanced degrees, went on to teach in colleges and universities. And I had Bill as my student. I knew his parents. I knew him for 2 years pretty well. And then we had contact after that. You know, I knew how he was doing in law school. He had the most integrity, and he was the most intelligent student I ever had at that time. He was brilliant. However, absolute power corrupts absolutely. He's gone to the dark side. He's doing things I can't believe. I remember once we were at Arizona Diamondbacks game, and my wife and I ran into he and his wife and the children. And we talked for most of the game in the play area where our kids played. And he was still the same guy. But something dark happened to him. And I don't even recognize the person talking now when he speaks publicly. It's not the person I knew. And it's a very sad personal moment for me. And I don't enjoy calling him out, but going back to 2020, his wife's a judge. And they tried to ramrod some election crap through with regard to the audit. His wife's a Democrat, leftist leaning, although he professes to be a Republican. He's anything but. He's a rhino so far to the left that he is a Democrat by default. And his wife tried to engage in a conflict of interest that she was married to a participant in the election and tried to make a ruling. She didn't recuse herself. I could go on and on with these stories, folks. I mean, they're so, but I want to get down to the basic things here. Let's start at the top. Mitch McConnell received $2.5 million from FTX. FTX only donated to Republican campaigns of rhinos that have betrayed their country and certainly turned their back on their party. Kevin McCarthy, FTX recipient. Rona McDaniel, her interest, FTX funded. Now, I don't know if Bill Gates got FTX money. I've heard he has, but I don't know that to be true. I do know the three I said, yes, they are recipients. Stephen Reicher, don't know if he received FTX money, although I've heard he did. I've heard both have received George Soros money. And let me explain how prevalent George Soros is. We have a sheriff that I wouldn't turn my back on for 2 seconds. I absolutely do not trust the man. I think everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. And $2 million funded by George Soros. In fact, I've talked about that with Sheriff Mack on our show. He doesn't have any time for him. And Sheriff Mack trained sheriffs on constitutional law and how to be the last line of defense in your county. And he does this all over the country, and most of it at his expense. And Sheriff Mack and I don't have any time for him. He was given the $2 million by Soros to unseat Joe Arpaio because Joe Arpaio was deporting illegal aliens when they would catch them in routine traffic stops. And how we found out about Obama's birth certificate, well, Joe Arpaio put his investigators to work because they had a war over this issue of immigration. But we have a corrupt sheriff. Katie Hobbs is now the governor-elect in Arizona. She supervised her own election in which she was the governor's candidate by being the Secretary of State. She refused to recuse herself. She's been involved now in two lawsuits. She has signed her name to total conflict of interest, totally illegal. It's a felony, and she should be going to jail. But she's not. She's $2 million also funded by George Soros. That's my county. Oh, the governor, Governor Ducey, communist China saved his business and his comments at a 2017 National Governance Association meeting. You know what he said? Well, we love doing business with China here in Arizona. We have rare earth minerals that we sell for their military interests. What? Well, Cold Stone Creamery was an ice cream endeavor of his. Franchisees were unhappy. The business was flailing. And it goes to China, and they prop him up. Gee, I wonder why he was selling rare earth minerals to China for their military. He made the comment publicly, been reported even in the Chinese newspapers. That's how corrupt our officials are. And you can go anywhere across this country and find this. Whitmer, FTX recipient. Now, why is the FTX significant to elections? Because only Rhino Republicans got the FTX money. The $39 million given out by that criminal of FTX, that was just for Democrats. Key Republicans. Now, let me explain what happened on a national level. Mitch McConnell sabotaged the campaigns of 8 Republican senators who were America First oriented. And it wasn't even so much they were aligned by Trump, but many of them, most of them, I think all of them were actually endorsed by Trump. Well, McConnell and Schumer have reached an agreement. This was publicly reported in the mainstream media. They met to see about how they could get rid of MAGA senators in the Republic. Let me explain MAGA. You may not like Trump, but I think you like the idea of an even playing field with the justice system, right? You don't want rapists and murderers and pedophiles turned out on the public to do their acts again, correct? Okay. Well, these people do. These people do. They are paid by George Soros, Chinese interests, and FTX to do exactly that. Mitch McConnell could not have America First people, regardless of their affiliation with Trump. They need establishment Republicans that will just pretend to have differences with the Democrats, but they're all being bought off by the same people. And what's the ultimate power source in all this? Who is really behind all of this subterfuge of American politicians? China is an intermediary. They are just the middleman. George Soros is really who you want to look at, and often he and China act in concert with each other. But the ultimate people who run our politicians at the top levels of each party, it is the Bank of International Settlements, Rothschild. Oh, don't start saying conspiracy theory. Let me explain how this works. The central bank of every country is subservient to the policies of the Bank of International Settlements. They control the IMF. That sets the exchange rates. They control the World Bank. That controls a lot of commerce, lending, creditworthiness of a particular country, the credit rating. They control the World Health Organization. Oh, that's how you get a fake pandemic introduced. That's how you get people to take vaccines that are killing people in record numbers. You do know, don't you, that the life insurance actuaries right now are saying deaths are 60 to 80% above normal month to month compared to what they normally pay out. And what's the explanation? It's vaccines. And we don't even have a VAERS anymore that reports vaccine injuries. They used to send people who were victims and still survived questionnaires every week. Not anymore. They don't keep any data. They don't publish any data. But see, that is all under the control of the Bank of International Settlements. But their administrative arm is the World Economic Forum, their Young Global Leaders Training Program. Putin actually was trained by Klaus Schwab, but then he decided, no, I don't want digital currency because it'll mean that every one of my citizens, including me, will be controlled by this digital currency that'll be centrally administrated by the Bank of International Settlements. So when you hear about Biden has an executive order, 14067, he's bringing in a full-fledged currency that's cashless, not related to the dollar, not related to gold or silver. It's simply made up fiat currency that's electronic, but it's all designed to be part of a social credit surveillance system. And if you're a bad boy or girl, what'll happen to you will be what happens in China. Let me give you an example. I had Pat Wood on my show a few years ago to talk about the Chinese social credit system. And a young lady that he had interviewed, she said that she had been posting things online two or three times, and that she was unhappy with the effect of something on her, said, making my life difficult. That was the strongest statement she made. Well, soon the men in black showed up. All these Chinese officials in their suits came in, and this mafia was in her living room. She served them tea, and she said, why are you visiting me? And they said, well, because of your social media posts. And she said, I didn't mean any disrespect towards my government. I said, I'm just struggling in these areas. Yes, but that could be seen as reflective of government policy. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I will never do anything that could be remotely associated with criticizing the government again. Well, they left, and she thought she was okay. Until the next day, she was evicted from her university. In a week, she was evicted from her state-run apartment. And soon after that, she was banned from public travel. She could not make public purchases, couldn't access her bank account. That's what 14067 is doing. And this is part of this power structure that comes by the way of the Bank of International Settlements to the World Economic Forum, where they love to say, you will own nothing and love it. And now they're calling for a 50% reduction in population. The number two guy, Harari, right, a weirdo from Israel, is saying that very thing, speaking for Klaus Schwab. They're all talking about population reduction, folks. They're coming to kill you in their own words. Now, you can choose to not believe this, but they've even trained such notables as Tulsi Gabbard. And they go as far down as local politicians, oh, like the mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallegos, who's farther to the left than Joseph Stalin. I mean, she's an absolute insane lunatic. And Phoenix has turned into a hellhole under her. She got removed one of the best police chiefs you'd ever want to meet, Jerry Williams, a black female who restored order and credibility to the Phoenix Police Department. But when she stopped the Antifa riots, they sent the feds in. Merrick Garland came. Jerry got suspended for a day. And behind the scenes, she was told, you better look for other work. That was Klaus Schwab trained Kate Gallego, mayor of Phoenix. Okay, now let's go back and tie all this together and start talking specifics about elections. This is the power base that controls the government that we live under right now. And the reason you hear Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad is because he represents America first. You can't have a globalist new world order. You cannot have that and have a strong America. You need everyone to be poor and subservient to the central authority. You're stripping all civil liberties. You're controlling all economics. You'll even control religion. You saw that they came out COP27 with the new Ten Commandments. It's as blasphemous as anything you'd ever want to see. I'm glad I'm not these people at Judgment Day, because there will be hell to pay for what they did at this conference, not to mention what they're doing to society and the world as a general. All right, so Mitch McConnell receives FTX money, $2.5 million, to betray the Republican Party and the American public's interest. America was more pissed than I've ever seen this country in the history of me being alive. And I remember as a kid, the riots we had here, like Chicago, 1968. Yeah, well, people were more mad now than they were then, but almost nothing changed. And they say, oh, it's Donald Trump, get rid of him, Republican Party. He's ineffective anymore. People aren't following him. Oh no, people follow Donald Trump. He's ahead by 30 points on all of the straw votes with regard to who's going to be the GOP nominee in 2024. But Donald Trump can't control local election corruption. He can't control Stephen Reicher and Bill Gates and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Can't control them. Can't do it. So your elections are rigged. Your key candidates are underfunded, undersupported. Rhinos get returned. We had Kelly DeShiba running against that nutcase Murkowski in Alaska, who is a Republican in name, but she voted with Biden. 68% of the time. Why would Mitch McConnell throw $10 million at McCaskey in the end days of the election? That election also was stolen. So not only did McConnell do what he did, McConnell pulled funding for Oz, for Herschel Walker, for Blake Masters in Arizona, and they could have all won. And do you know who Blake Masters lost to in Arizona? He lost to Mark Kelly, and on the surface, he looks like a hero. Hey, the man was a combat fighter, flew over 30 missions. He was an astronaut, went to space. That's the kind of person that I grew up worshiping when I was a kid. I love the astronauts. But he probably makes, you know, it came out when he stole the election from a previous candidate, and it was revealed in debates that he was getting about $25 million a year from communist China. He's owned by China. He's owned by George Soros. And there's no debating that. This is public record. Martha McSally, his opponent at the time, read the financials during a debate. And she was winning the election when everyone went to bed. And just amazingly, in the morning, when we got up, late midnight ballots from the ballot boxes came in, and she lost. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Arizona is about 70% conservative. Even with the crazy, wild-eyed California transplants we have, it's still about 70% conservative. But every state office in Arizona, except for the state treasurer, is now run by a Democrat. And a Democrat with a corrupt history. And it's true. I mean, look at Warnock. Look at him. Stole his election in Georgia in 2020 to give the Democrats the majority, right? 50-50 tie, with Kamala Harris breaking the tie. Now, what's really interesting about this is let's get down to, we've got the sabotage card, okay? So the House is controlled. Kevin McCarthy, he's a rhino deluxe. McConnell, let's talk a little bit about McConnell. Let me get this out because this is on the record. His wife, I don't know what Trump was thinking. He didn't make good appointments. He took and got bad advice and should have been more careful. But he appointed McConnell's wife. Her parents are Chinese nationals. Not a crime. They run the six major ports for China. Not a crime. But Mitch McConnell makes an estimated $20 to $30 million a year from the CCP for his maritime exploits under the protection of the CCP. This is why he's soft on Taiwan. This is why he won't protect South Korea. This is why you say, what is he thinking? This is why he doesn't support America first. He's part of bringing America down. That's his mission. Now, let's shift over to Maricopa County. Bill Gates and Stephen Reicher, top election officials, belong to a super PAC. One of them is named Patriot Takes. The other jumps out of my head right now. But there's no dispute that this is true. And the super PAC is dedicated to defeating perceived America First Republicans. So if you want the rule of law, you want election reform, you want a strong military, you don't want a woke justice system that kicks in the doors of school board protesters or puts pastors in jail for praying on the sidewalk in front of abortion clinics, if you don't want that for your country, well, this is who they go after and defeat. This is why you'll never have a free and fair election. The leadership of the Republican Party at the state, local, and federal level are controlled by the establishment that's attempting to bring down this country brick by brick and demolish us into third world status. And we're under attack in every fashion of our being. And we're going to talk about that more when we come back. Stay with us because I need to talk to you about noble gold. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how long the dollar has, but the dollar doesn't have long just based on Biden spending. You've heard the phrase, they spend money like a drunken sailor. Well, he spends money like the whole damn drunken Navy. They're out of control, and that's going to crash the dollar on its own. But they're getting help. And then when the economic crisis hits, well, here comes the revision. Out of chaos comes order, says the New World Order. And out of that chaos will be an economic collapse. Oh, we can't go back to the dollar. The dollar failed. Look what the dollar has done to us. And so now they'll bring in the crypto that'll be running this country under the Chinese social credit system. That's how they're going to do it. They're going to take your money in your bank, because remember, Joe Biden, using World Economic Forum terms when he campaigns, you'll own nothing, is what Klaus Schwab says, and you'll love it. Well, this is what Biden's doing. By the way, he's fixing to go after your retirements. I'm going to cover that on a different program, but your retirements aren't safe. And it's not because they'll fail because of bad investments. It's because of federal intrusion. And they are determined to impoverish you, to take away your food supply, train strike. But what did Biden do with the train strike? Nothing. He kicked it over to Congress. They don't have the authority to do a damn thing. Biden could have declared a national emergency and taken over the trains and made sure of deliveries. But he likes the train strike because it furthers America's demise. Ladies and gentlemen, noble gold can save your butt. They won't just put you in gold, but they'll also gold-proof your IRA. And you're saying, why would I want to do that? Well, they'll gold-proof your 401k too. Why do you want to do that? Because if the bank says it's over, it's over. If they're failing, they have the right to keep your assets and you have no recourse. None. Zero. So why don't you just gold-proof your IRA and 401k and be totally in charge of your own? Gold has held its value for 6,000 years. Not to mention, they'll diversify you. I am a customer of Noble Gold. I advertised for a year and I said, I'm doing good work here. I need to talk to them. And I talked to them and I found out I was horribly imbalanced in my portfolio. And now I'm diversified. When the new system comes in, I won't have a total collapse. And they can explain how they do all this. So call them at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. If you have a nest egg to protect, whether it's 5,000 or 5 million, you need to make this call. 877-646-5347. Well, let's go to voting day in Maricopa County. Now, this is really obvious because these people are morons. They're children running government, and they were sloppy with what they did. But they're so arrogant, they know they have total control. They control the judges. They control the government. And so there's nothing that can be done. But let's talk about what happened. This first thing happened to a family member of mine and also one of my neighbors. And I've interviewed people on my radio show right here. And you know that too. The day after the election, I had two people on telling their election horror story. You've heard about drawer three, right? So you go in to vote. And 70 election centers had voting machine data tabulation devices fail. Now, wait a minute. They said they tested them at 5 p.m. the day before. These systems are not connected. If they were all connected in regions and you say, well, 70 failed, you could say, well, it's because of this, kind of like a power outage. But these machines run independently in each center. And they all went down, 70 out of 200 and some, 32% of all the election devices went down at 7 a.m. in Maricopa County. And they went down primarily in Republican areas. And let me explain to you a fact here about how you know this is collusion. Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate, America First, Carrie Lake, endorsed by Trump, she got 72% of all walk-in votes in Maricopa County that were counted. I want to say were counted. 72%. There were people that would go to the first center and they were told, oh, our machines aren't working here. Here, just fill this out and put your vote in drawer three here, this open box, and we'll make sure it gets counted. There are people that I know right now who have tracked their vote, who has still not had their vote counted more than 3 weeks after the election, that put it in drawer three. I personally know people where this has happened. One of them I interviewed on my show when they were discussing election irregularities. The other thing that happened with drawer three was they commingled in many of the centers with already tabulated votes, so they couldn't count them. So in other words, 72% Kerry Lake got day of election. 72%. And then they took a bunch of these ballots and said, oh, we can't count them. It's like Sharpie Gate. You know, put a felt tip pen. And by the way, they pulled that crap too. Put a felt tip pen, mark your ballot here, felt it. Then your ballot's disallowed. I'll tell you what a postal worker told me. He had his vote rejected four times by the machine. And he said, Dave, I almost get the feeling because they know who I am. They know how I voted. This was programmed to be rejected. I just wasn't supposed to see it. Because they told him, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. He goes, no, no, no. You're going to put this through the machine. I'm not filling out a ballot and throwing it in an open box for you to do whatever with. Okay. Well, that was the machine thing. Do you want to believe in how many coincidences do you believe in until you realize there's a conspiracy? 32% of voting machines in Maricopa County in Republican areas. If you go to South Phoenix or Central Phoenix, where it's heavy Democrat, they didn't have these problems. They didn't have any problems. Just a coincidence, right? When they're required to run full testing the day before. And they ran out of toner ink. Did anybody tell them that they were having an election on November the 8th? So here's what happened to a lot of people. They would go and vote. And they'd cast their vote, and they say, nope, sorry, it's rejected, or don't even try to vote. The machines are down. And this is after they often stood in line for an hour, 2 hours. So they'd go to a second center, and the second center would say, well, you checked in over here at this election center. You can't come here and vote. You can't vote twice. Well, I didn't vote. There were voting machine problems. Doesn't matter. You can't vote. So then they'd go back to the original center. And now they're into this event by 3, 4, 5 hours. How many Republicans did not vote in Maricopa County because they had to go to work, because they had to pick up their kids, because they had to do anything? And they didn't have a whole day to spend trying to vote because of this corruption. How many people were disenfranchised? Well, Kerry Lake's campaign is trying to gather that data now, but I got a pretty good barometer. Let me explain something to you. In the course of elections in a state, where are people most likely to vote for and least likely to vote in a particular candidacy? Would it be for the state treasurer or for the governor in a hotly contested race? Well, the answer would be clearly the governor. If there was a discrepancy in vote totals from the state offices on the same ballot, the governor's race should get easily the most votes. Always happens that way. Always happens that way. The president, if he's on the ballot, there or she's on the ballot, it's the presidential race that would get the most, followed by the governors. Well, Kimberly Yee is a Republican state treasurer. She won re-election easily. Easily. In her election, they had 100,000 more votes cast in Maricopa County. 100,000. Kerry Lake officially lost by 17,000. So people say, where did the votes go in drawer three that still haven't been counted that people are complaining about? I think we just got a number. Just in Maricopa County alone, over 100,000 votes were stolen. And that doesn't include the ballot boxes, folks. We got videotape of people having covered license plates, pulling up to these unsupervised ballot boxes and videos taken of them dumping off dozens of ballots. Now, Arizona law has a weakness, the COVID law, communist Chinese inspired to inspire election changes so the Democrats could steal the election from the Chinese nemesis known as Donald Trump. So that's someday I'll explore that in more detail, but what I just said to you is 100% accurate. So they have these unattended, unobserved ballot boxes with massive voter fraud. And if you want to see a visual on this, and see how it was done in 2020, and then nothing changed. Just view the Dinesh D'Souza movie called 2000 Mules. Shows you exactly what happens. Now, the Democrats went to court because people were videotaping and posting the results. They went to court. And they said, you can't videotape. Now, I agree. If you're within the prescribed distance of no political activity near a voting center, that's correct. But if you're outside the footage, I think it's 75 feet or 100 feet in Arizona. So let's say you're 150 feet away. You're well outside the parameters, okay, and you're videotaping with your phone. A judge ruled you can't do that. That is so illegal. The Supreme Court has already said that you can videotape whatever the eyes can see. So you had a Democratic judge try to prevent the gathering of data. Now, this is how criminally corrupt Katie Hobbs, the governor-elect, is. Secretary of State in control of state-run elections. Cochise County announced, we're going to do a hand count following the machine count. We don't trust the Dominion machines. And Katie Hobbs is part of a team that said, well, we'll sue you and put you in jail if you do a hand count following the machine count. Need I say more? Need I say the fix is in? Let me tell you how bad the fix is in. There is a former state legislator living in Lake Havasu in Mojave County, and that's northern Arizona bordering Nevada, and his name is Ron Gould. And when Ron used to have a talk show and he was a state rep, I was on his show a couple times. He was one of the good guys in Arizona government. He is now on the Board of Supervisors for Mojave County. Yesterday, he voted to certify his county's election after he said he wouldn't because of the shenanigans in Maricopa County that basically disenfranchised his vote. And he said, I vote aye to certify the election under duress. I was just told that if I did not certify this election, I would be arrested and charged with a felony. This is Ron Gould saying it publicly on tape in a public forum. That's how corrupt this is. Now, who would have threatened him? Well, it can't be any better other than Katie Hobbs, the gubernatorial candidate, Secretary of State, misusing her office when she should have recused herself. This is just a microcosm. And we're going to run out of time here, but I just want to say something about the Maricopa County supervisor's approval and certification of the vote. They had hours of testimony from poll workers. They say, this is all conspiracy theory. You guys are all full of you know what. You're all conspiracy theorists. This was the most fair and free election ever, said Galindo. Well, Galindo is part of Katie Hobbs' transition team. Oh, he's objective, isn't he? But here's the kind of thing they heard. Hello, I'm a poll worker trained by your supervisors, and I saw thousands of people disenfranchised. Let me tell you this one story. This one guy told, it was a poll worker. He said it was 7 p.m. and there were 750 people in line. By federal law, they get to vote. But they didn't. They only processed 120 and sent the rest home. That's called disenfranchisement. It's a federal offense. People should be going to jail for this. And it didn't happen in just one place. It happened in multiple places. And the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors heard about this in public testimony where people coming forward, I'm an official and this is what I saw. Or I'm a citizen and my vote still hasn't been counted in this 3 weeks after the fact. How can you certify election when all the votes haven't been counted? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to cut this off because I could talk for three more hours about the examples of the fraud. I just have scratched the surface. It was a complete theft operation. And it was across the country in the swing states as well. And this theft operation was funded by the Republican leadership, state, local, and federal. Key officials bought off to support the demise of this country. Because if you don't support America First and you support the Democrats, we'll see. You don't support the American economy. You're transitioning in unproven concepts of climate change. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be cognizant of our environment. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you don't take an energy-producing nation, and it's primarily energy is sustaining this country, and take away all the energy and not destroy the country in every way. Our ability to defend ourselves right now has been greatly compromised. Why? Because of a war that we're using to support Ukraine, which we had no treaty obligation to. None. NATO had no treaty obligation. But yet, folks, we're being bled by the day. And this money, a lot of it was commingled with FTX money. So when they funded Democratic candidates, they funded it partially with campaign money that came from taxpayers. That's the Democratic Party. That's how corrupt the system is. And as I said, I'll think of one example after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And now Maricopa County is saying, if you say anything bad about us, we're going to sue you. Hey, sue me. Discovery will be fun. Discovery will be fun. Ladies and gentlemen, elections do not matter. And I'll tell you, there's two reasons why. One, if you use the machines, you can't control what's happening. In Arizona, in 2020, actually it was 2021, there were two separate court orders from two different judges that ordered the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to surrender the election codes to the Dominion voting machines. And to this day, they've not complied. They're in contempt of court. And they should be going to jail, but they haven't. And the reason that they won't surrender them is because these codes would tell you if the votes were counted in Maricopa County or were counted in a place like China. That's why they can't let go of this. And this is happening all across the country. This happened in Fulton County. I was working with some of the people in Fulton County. We're comparing notes about the theft. It was identical. It's the same five ways they steal elections was true in all of the six swing states. And also Alaska was brought into the fold this year, too, to save Lisa Murkowski, the total rhino. So they steal the elections through ballot boxes, voting machines, and that's how it's done. And as long as you have ballot boxes and voting machines and 30-day voting periods, you let the Democrats plan on how many ballots they need to stuff. Did you know in Arizona in 2020 there was a breach of the voter registration polls? And Liz Harris went and investigated this and found out how many fake voters there were. There were 96,000 fake voters in Maricopa County. Donald Trump lost the state by 11,000 votes. And that's verified. This isn't subject to interpretation. This is verified. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at this, you're just saying there's no hope. No, as long as we allow voting machines and ballot stuffing and all this absentee ballots, you're going to have stolen elections. And if you steal an election, you no longer have a republic form of government. And as Ben Franklin said, and I talked about it at the top of the show, as Ben Franklin said, it's a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. When COVID hit, it was the flu. And everyone that died of a head injury, a fall, it was COVID death. Remember they tried to inflate the figures? That was an excuse to lock you down, change the voting laws so they could steal an election from a man who really got about 65% of the vote. That's how much of the vote that they stole. And the next election will be no different than this election. Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and by the way, we're stepping up the number of shows we're doing here on this particular program, and I'm bringing Doug on, I say as a junior partner, but he is going to be on much more often because he's so good. He said in our TV show last night, he said, Dave, I'm done with voting, and he asked me if I was, and I said, no, I'm not done with voting, but I'm done with voting the way that we're voting. I said, we need to make noise. Folks, I don't know if we have a chance to take our republic back. I really don't. But I will tell you this. Our efforts need to be centered totally on the voting process. Totally on the voting process. The American people inherently will vote for the right people. Overwhelmingly. But when the elections are stolen, like they are, repeatedly across the country using the same tactics, then we have no hope. And as we slip further and go into more stolen elections, we go further into the abyss of totalitarianism. And I was on a show with Jeff Nyquist, and it was John Moore's show on RBN. And Jeff is one of the greatest military minds out there in America today. And Jeff was delineating the difference between Marxism, communism, fascism, because a caller was trying to confuse the issue. And Jeff straightened her out. And then they asked me what I thought. And I said, Jeff's right on the money what he's saying. Perfect explanations. But I said, I don't care what brand of totalitarianism that you're talking about. It all comes from one source. When you deprive people of their property, their freedom, and their right to worship, the right to speak, I said, that comes from Satan. And I said, and you say, well, how do you get these people to go along with the demise of their own country? The only explanation I have is a spiritual explanation. I think the spirit of Satan has been loosed upon the earth. It's inhabited and infected many of our people in our country. And this is how they can work towards policies. Like Bill Gates' kids are going to be raised in a shithole. And he looks at it, doesn't even think, it doesn't matter. And the only reason I can give is because he's blinded by his own greed and ambition, but he's a wealthy man. He shouldn't have to worry about that. I think there's spiritual sickness at work here in these leaders. They get paid to get them in the hooks, but I think it's the spirit of Satan that sustains them. And it's the spirit of the Lord that can free us. If we pray, if we get on bended knee and repent, I think God will lift his judgment from this country and will bestow his blessings. And I believe, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I can talk about corruption forever, but at the end of the day, the only option that we have left that is truly going to be effective is Jesus. We're in a spiritual war, folks. This is good versus evil. Satanists want to reduce this planet's population. They want to destroy God's prized creation. That's us. And the only way that we can stand up to it is invoke the power of Jesus Christ. That's it for the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you for joining us. God bless all of you. Don't forget to sign up for our TV show where we have a panel of experts that decipher what's going on today. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. And God willing, we'll see you back here next time.